As we stand, I would like to read from Matthew's chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Whenever you fast, don't be sad-faced like the hypocrites, for they make their faces unattractive, so their fasting is obvious to people. I assure you, they've got their reward, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that you don't show your fasting to people, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Amen. Wow, have a seat. I was very impressed in the last two Sundays, the first and the second one with Adi and Ben, who made sure their message to the youth was very practical and very simple. I hope that tonight and in the future, us the leaders that are here up and the messengers are going to continue doing that, make the message very practical. I want to continue doing that, but see, Adi mentioned something at the beginning of his message, and he said that every year, and it seems like in January, we make a lot of these New Year resolutions. So I decided to show you my New Year resolution, if we can get there. So my 2013 New Year resolution pretty much is meditate more, work out, eat healthier, lose weight, and make better financial decisions. I added the make better financial decisions recently. But see, when you look at these five resolutions, they look pretty good overall New Year resolutions. We all have them. Well, in fact, they're the five top resolutions when you Google it. The reality of it, however, is that in the last 5 years, I've made the same resolutions over and over again. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. All of us have made the same resolutions over year after year, to meditate more, to work out, to eat healthier. But we fail. And the question is why? Adi said it well, because they are all about me and not about God. If you recall Adi's last sentence, he finished his message by saying, life will always be positive when God is involved. Yes. And I want to start my message tonight with this sentence. Because for many years, beginning from college and through school, I always thought about how can I get God involved in my life? And that's really the biggest question that you can have. How do you get God involved in your life? I meditated a lot over the years about this, and the question comes back over and over. How can we experience God in our life? When I was in college, my friends used to ask me all the time, what is God doing for you now? What has God done for you? And I used to think about all these cool things that I could tell them so I can bring them to God. I wanted to tell them things that are not just philosophical, but real essence. Well, unfortunately, I failed miserably. And I'm sure that all of us, when we look at what has God done for you, we can say philosophically a lot of these things, but we don't experience God personally. It's been a long time since then, but I came to the conclusion that the best way God can get involved in my life, or the best way to experience God, is through fasting. Sorry about that, technically. But it's through fasting. And I want to spend a little bit of time today to encourage you and to help you understand what fasting is and to encourage you to join the church at New Life Armenian Church into fasting. What is fasting? Well, by definition, it's refraining from food for a spiritual purpose. Well, it's divided into two parts. First is refraining from food, and second is you have to have a spiritual purpose of fasting. In Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness." You see, when we hunger in flesh, we truly hunger in spirit. And God wants to see that we hunger in flesh, we hunger in spirit, and that we hunger for Him, for His righteousness. Fasting is also a form of worship. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Paul urges us to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual worship. My recommendation is don't just show up to church, but hunger for God, hunger for His glory, and hunger for His righteousness. So fasting has to become an essential part in our Christian life. It has to be like prayer, has to be like singing, has to be like giving. Fasting needs to be part of our daily life. What fasting is not? Fasting is not dieting or starving. You see, dieting, in fact, means you eat regular food in fashion in order to decrease, maintain, or increase your weight, depending on where you are in that part. Starving means severe deficiency in caloric energy, nutrition, and vitamin intake. So fasting is none of those above. The purpose of dieting is body weight. Starvation doesn't have any purpose. Fasting has to have a specific purpose. One thing I want you to remember this sentence, and it came from Jensen Franklin, a Christian author on fasting, and he has a couple of books that I recommend you all reading. But he says in there, if fasting doesn't mean anything to you, it won't mean anything to God. Now I want you to take that into consideration next time you start and fast, that it doesn't mean anything to you, it won't mean anything to God. When should we fast? There's never a perfect time. You know, when we diet, we keep saying, oh, I'm going to start diet on Monday, or I'm going to start diet tomorrow. Well, see, with fasting, there's never a perfect time. So best way is start now. Start as soon as you get a chance to read the scripture. And when God motivates you, you either, even if it's a half a day, it's a day, or 40 days, whatever God puts on your heart, you do it. The types of fasting, just go over quickly over them because of time. But there's an absolute fast, no food or water. A good example is Moses on the mountain of Sinai, Exodus 34, verse 28, talks about he was there for 40 days, didn't eat or drink, and God, in return, gave him the Ten Commandments. A normal fast is only water, and you refrain from eating. In 1 Kings 19:8, Elijah talks is actually using that normal fast, and he only drinks water. Is also in Matthew's chapter 4, Jesus does the same thing. He refrains from food, but he drinks water. A partial fast, and the kind of most common one recently, has been the only vegetable, fruits, and water, and the best example of that is Daniel. 21 days of Daniel fast, or 21 days of refraining from meats, carbohydrates, sugars, and things like that, but you eat vegetable, fruits, and water. Well, here's going to be where I want to make you understand a few things. What are the results of fasting? And this is what made me really understand that we really need to begin fasting today. Because first of all, fasting will bring you closer to God.
Amen.
And second of all, fasting will make miracles happen at New Life Romanian Church, in your life, in your family.
Amen.
I really want you guys to understand this, and I wrote these things to myself, and I want to pass it on to you. But there are families that have children that are sick. God can heal them.
Yes.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are families in this church that have children that are not Christian. God can save
yes.
them.
Amen.
Amen. There are families that are in danger of divorce, and God can unite them.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. There are families that can't bear children. God can give them children. Amen. You see, God can make miracles at New Life Romanian Church, and we just need to start believing, and we need to start doing something about it. Fasting is a very powerful tool that we have at our disposal. But we need to make sure that He is the central piece to fasting, God. You see, we need to start today. We need to have a purpose. Fasting has to have a purpose. But third, that God is the central piece of our fasting.
Amen.
I feel sometimes that we are like little children that pray to a God, but don't really expect Him to do anything about it. I read the story about two children that spent the night over at their grandparents' house. At bedtime, the two boys knelt beside the beds to say their prayers. The older boy went first, and he prayed. And afterwards, the younger one began praying at the top of his lungs and shouted, "I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new PlayStation. I pray for a new DVD. His older brother leaned over and nudged the young brother and said, "Why are you shouting your prayer? God is not deaf." To which the little one says, "No, but Grandma is." You see, children are innocent. And children are innocent, but We do the same thing. We shout to God, we pray to God, in order for our neighbors to hear us. And our prayers never go beyond this tavan, or this roof of this church. So I hope that we today, and take it personal, me and my wife have already, and we continue to hopefully encourage you to do the same thing. Amen. And by fasting, God promises us that if we pray, give, and fast, nothing will be impossible. I invite every one of you today to join me and a member of New Life Romanian Church to do that. And truly, then we can sing that song, Nu e munte prea înalt. Domnul să ne ajute. Amin.
Amin. Amin. Slavă Domnului.